Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Erik Satie and the 12 Grey Suits. Imagine a closet. Inside hang 12 suits in a perfect, silent row. 12 suits, all the exact same shade of grey. All made of the exact same fuzzy velvet. Not 11, not 13, 12. Why would anyone need 12 identical suits? This was the closet of a man named Erik Satie, and he was the quietest and strangest composer who ever lived in Paris. Here's what's interesting about those 12 grey suits. Erik didn't need 12 different colours. He didn't need fancy patterns or sparkly buttons. He just needed one perfect thing repeated. And that's exactly how he wrote music. While other composers were piling up instruments, violins and trumpets and cymbals and drums all playing at once, Erik stripped everything away. Just a piano. Just a few notes. Just enough. One perfect thing repeated. Like those 12 grey suits hanging in a row. This idea has a name, minimalism. Minimum means the smallest amount. Erik believed the smallest amount was often the best amount. Now Erik did everything differently. While other composers gave their music serious titles like Symphony No. 5 in C minor, Erik gave his music titles like, are you ready for this? Three Pieces in the Shape of a Pear, Dried Up Embryos, Flabby Preludes for a Dog. I'm not making this up. A pear, embryos, a dog. Erik thought music had become too heavy. Too stuffy. Like a room with too much furniture where you can barely move around. He wanted to open the windows and let the fresh air in. Erik was born in 1866 in a small seaside town in France called Honfleur. When Erik was a little boy, he spent a lot of time alone by the sea. He would watch the grey waves roll in and the grey fog roll out until the world felt very small and very quiet. His mother died when he was only 6 years old. After that, Erik learned to keep his feelings inside, like seashells tucked deep in his pockets. You can hear that grey fog in his music. It's not a storm, not a crash of thunder. Just a soft, still mist settling over everything, making the world gentle and hazy. Maybe that's why his music sounds like someone thinking very, very quietly. Someone who learned early that the world inside your head can be just as big as the noisy world outside. When Erik grew up, he moved to Paris, the most exciting city in the world at that time. Paris in the 1880s was bursting with artists and writers and dreamers. Cafes stayed open all night. People argued about poetry until the sun came up. Erik fit right in with the oddest of the odd. He grew a long beard. He wore that same grey velvet suit every single day. He carried an umbrella everywhere, even when it wasn't raining. And while other composers were trying to make their music bigger and louder and more impressive, Erik was thinking the opposite thought. And then, in 1888, when Erik was just 21 years old, he wrote three small piano pieces that would change music forever. He called them the Gymnopédies. Gymno what? It's a funny word, isn't it? It comes from ancient Greece. Thousands of years ago, young Greek dancers would perform at festivals without any armor. No shields, no helmets, nothing to protect them or hide behind. The word means something like naked dance. Not actually naked, but stripped down. Vulnerable. No fancy costumes, no showing off. And that's exactly what Eric's gymnopédies sound like. Music that has taken off all its heavy clothes. No big orchestra to hide behind, no crashing cymbals to distract you. Just a piano, alone, with nowhere to hide. Like those 12 identical grey suits. No decoration, no fuss. Just the thing itself. Simple and true. Eric wrote special instructions at the top of the first gymnopédie. Not just how fast to play, but how to feel while playing. The words say long et douloureux. In French, that means slow and painful. Painful? Why would beautiful music be painful? I think Eric meant the kind of ache that comes from remembering something beautiful that's gone. Like looking at an old photograph of someone you miss. Like watching the sunset and knowing you can't make it stay. When you listen, notice the space between the notes. It's like a conversation where nobody is in a hurry to speak. The piano seems to take a deep breath, then plays a note, then breathes again. Listen for those breaths. All that space, all those breaths between notes. Here's a secret about simple music. It's actually harder to write than complicated music. When you have 100 instruments all playing at once, if one note is a little bit wrong, nobody notices. It gets lost in the crowd. But when you have just a few quiet notes floating alone in the silence, every single one has to be perfect. It's like the difference between a room stuffed with 100 decorations versus just one beautiful flower in a vase. If that one flower has a wilted petal, you see it right away. Eric chose to write music where every note had to be exactly right. That takes courage. Eric also wrote mysterious pieces called nocienne. Another strange word that nobody quite understands. These pieces have no bar lines. Do you know what bar lines are? They're the little vertical lines in sheet music that divide it into chunks, like fence posts marking off sections of a garden. Most music has to follow those fences. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. But without bar lines, the music can wander wherever it wants. It doesn't have to march. It doesn't have to count. When you listen to this, notice how the music seems to float like a cloud drifting across the sky. There's no hurry, no destination, just drifting. Now, Eric didn't only write quiet, dreamy music. Remember those silly titles? He wrote pieces that were jokes, pieces that made fun of serious composers who took themselves too seriously. He put funny instructions in the music, like, play this like a nightingale with a toothache. He once wrote a piece called Vexations that was designed to be played 840 times in a row. That would take about 18 hours. Can you imagine sitting at a piano that long? Eric thought music should be playful. He thought it should surprise people. He thought it shouldn't take itself so seriously all the time. Eric even invented something he called furniture music. Music that wasn't meant to be listened to, just heard in the background, like wallpaper for your ears. Today we hear background music everywhere, in stores, in restaurants, on phones when you're waiting on hold. Eric Satie thought of it first, over 100 years ago. But here's the funny thing. When he actually tried to play furniture music at a party, everyone stopped talking and listened. They couldn't help it. The music was too beautiful to ignore. Even when Eric tried to make music invisible, it refused to disappear. Eric lived in a tiny room in a place called Arcueil on the outskirts of Paris. For 27 years, nobody was allowed inside. Not his friends, not anyone. He kept that door locked tight. When Eric died in 1925, his friends finally turned the key and pushed open that creaky door for the first time. Dust floated in the grey light, cobwebs hung in the corners, and there, on a rickety table, sat stacks and stacks of paper. Music nobody had ever heard. Ink-stained letters he had written but never sent. Thoughts and melodies he had kept secret his whole life. And in the closet, still hanging in a perfect silent row, were the 12 grey velvet suits, waiting for an owner who would never wear them again. Eric had kept his whole inner world hidden away, just like his music, so quiet on the outside, but full of mysteries within. That was the second gymnopédie. This one Eric marked long et triste, slow and sad. You know what I love about Eric Satie? In a world where everyone was trying to be louder and bigger and more impressive, he chose to be quiet. He chose to be simple. He chose 12 identical grey suits instead of a closet full of colours. And he proved that sometimes less really is more. That a single flower can be more beautiful than a whole garden. That a few perfect notes can touch your heart more deeply than 100 instruments crashing at once. The quiet, strange little man with the umbrella and the velvet suits. He changed music forever. Just by daring to do less. So the next time you feel like you're too different, too quiet, too strange for the noisy world around you, remember Eric Satie and his 12 grey suits. Remember that the bravest thing isn't always being the loudest. Sometimes it's daring to be still when everyone else is shouting. Sometimes the smallest sound travels the furthest. Sometimes the simplest melody finds the deepest place in your heart. Close your eyes now. Let the music wash over you like grey fog rolling in from the sea. And dream of velvet suits hanging in dusty closets. Of slow, beautiful aches. Of a quiet room in Paris, where a strange man made music that would live forever.